This podcast is brought to you by our new Free America t-shirt. Whether you're buying dad a gift for Father's Day or you need a new t-shirt for this summer, this is the most patriotic, perfect shirt around. It's made in America and the price is right. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click store, and get your Free America shirt today.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
For those who wish to, we will now kneel for our moment of silence.
You're looking at live pictures there of Democrats on Capitol Hill taking a knee. We believe it's going to last for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. You see there both Senator Chuck Schumer, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, taking a knee.
I've fallen. And I can't get up.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The systemic, the racist system needs to be revamped.
Jacob Frey, we have a yes or no question for you. Will you commit to defunding Minneapolis Police Department?
I do not support the full abolition of the police.
All right, you get the f*** out of here.
Go home, Jacob, go home. Go home.
No, there's no justice like angry mob justice.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I couldn't vote for him in 96, and I certainly cannot in any way support President Trump this year. I'm very close to Joe Biden, and he is now the candidate, and I will be voting for him.
You want him, you got him.
Not to let American lives and the U.S. economy on the world hang on. His confidence, quote, the Chinese word.
If I ever seen that senile, get a gun and what are you doing with that gun?
Unchained and unstoppable.
Do you understand that the word dismantle or police free also makes some people nervous?
That comes from a place of privilege. I think we need to step back and imagine what it would feel like to already live in that reality where calling the police may mean more harm is done.
What the hell is the world coming to?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, the toll-free number from anywhere is 844-500-4242. Parts of the Warsaw Pact states of America, the blue states where that are ruled, and they, and that's the right word, ruled by dead-ender governors like Andrew Cuomo and Charlie Baker and Janet Mills. They're starting to open up just a tiny bit today, not much, but the New York City's open up a little bit. Massachusetts is open up. 25% of the restaurants have been allowed to have 25%
capacity.
Do the math. If you didn't learn it under Common Core, that's 6% of the restaurant seating in the Bay State of Massachusetts is going to be open up. There were 27 people who died in the state yesterday, most of them in nursing homes.
And Howie, if they don't make any mistakes and they don't make us go back in phases, then we won't have to punish these restaurant owners.
That's right. That's right. And of course, the lockdowns continue in Rhode Island, except for the governor. She threatened to fine or jail anyone who broke quarantine, who came out without a mask. And then Friday night, she went out and addressed a crowd of peaceful protesters outside the state house and neglected to wear a mask.
I called her office today, Howie.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know if she was going to quarantine for 14 days.
What'd they tell you, Grace?
The very nice man who answered the phone said she is going to have her kids tested for coronavirus.
That's not the question, though, is it?
Right. I direct the witness to answer the question.
No, you say, no. Your Honor, will you direct the witness?
Sorry, Your Honor. No, he was a very nice guy, but I said, I'm just totally disgusted by this. It's so hypocritical. Because I watched a lot of her old press conferences, and my blood pressure just went through the roof. I was so angry watching them. But yeah, just a hypocrite.
And we just got a text call from someone who said, yeah, I was talking about anarchy at the end of the last hour, and said, we saw anarchy in downtown Providence last week. Our store was getting looted on live TV, and we called 911, and the cops couldn't come for 6 hours. And when they did, they just gave us a number for the incident report to file with the insurance company and said they were sorry. And that was
you
it.
You called 911. You should dismantle your privilege, because that's not That's not a good sign. You're calling 911 to begin with.
Yeah, you know, this is how the situation, how much it's devolved here in the United States. Joe Biden took a strong stand today. He said he's against defunding the police. Wow. That puts him on the right end of the political spectrum of the Democrat Party.
And
I
Howie,
guess.
You know what kills me about the defund the police movement? So I said this to someone this weekend. I said, so who, when we defund the police, okay, in this crazy world that the liberals live in and imagine, who is going to protect us? Is it Chrissy Teigen and John Legend? Are they going to come to my door if I call 911? And someone explained to me over the weekend, oh, no, no, when we say defund the police, we mean reprioritize the funds. And I said, well, that's not what you're saying, though. You're saying defund the police.
Right.
And I saw on Twitter, I think it was Stephen Miller had a really good point, because people are now putting out these think pieces. What we really mean when we say defund the police, it's a three-word sentence. Defund the police. You don't need to explain it to us. We get the gist by you saying it. So,
right. The mayor of Los Angeles said he's going to cut, I think, $250 million out of the police department budget. This is when they're fighting all these infestations of homeless people, you know, that have wrecked whole parts of the city. I hate to say it, but that's the only way to describe it. And now you have the potential for looting. And plus, the mayor is threatening to lock up, like the governor of Rhode Island, threatening to lock up anybody who violates the lockdown orders.
Howie, can we stay with Rhode Island? I was going to get to this story later, but I think it works well with where you're going. Rhode Island donut shop to end military and police discounts. So this is a donut shop. It's called Allie's Donuts. We used to get it a lot when I was at Providence College. It's really good donuts. And this is what they put on their Instagram. We're fed up. Until local police take action to solve problems with racism and injustice, Allie's Donuts will choose to stand with the people of our great state. We will no longer offer military or police discounts. Thank you for your service, and shame on you for your silence.
Shame on who?
I think the police.
Well, what's Allie's Donuts stand on the looting at the Providence Place Mall and the rest of downtown last week?
Thank you, Taylor. Took the words right out of my mouth.
And if cops like donuts as much as people say they do, they're out of a lot of business.
Exactly.
Well, there was actually a story I saw in the Providence Journal today. I was looking for some more follow-ups to Gina Raimondo breaking all of her own rules and then saying she doesn't have to be punished like everybody else in the state. And I saw that they said Allie's Donuts said business was up. I find that really hard to believe.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe as well. Howie, the hypocrisy is, I told Taylor today, I said, sometimes with the Democrats, it's an amusing thing to find the hypocritical angles and the irony of what they're saying. But right now, the lack of self-awareness is just insane to me. Yeah. So I want to read you this one. Stephen Miller retweeted this, okay? He said, hey guys, remember that Florida lawyer who dressed up as the Grim Reaper and handed body bags out to beachgoers? And that's
yes.
not an exaggeration. This guy, Daniel Alferder, went on Twitter and said, beginning next Saturday, I will have a team handing out free body bags throughout the state to Florida beachgoers.
Right.
We are here in the Florida, blow up. Now he's at the protest, and this is what he's saying. No peace, no justice. You know, we came out for the protest where hundreds have turned out for a peaceful protest. Another tweet of his from way back in the day. Beaches are open in Florida, so we have begun putting out crosses to remember the number of Floridians lost in the county. One for each lost. More than 2,500 new cases in Florida since Ron DeSantis reopened the state. He has blood all over his hands. Now this guy's posting videos of him and his children going to these protests.
Has anyone ever seen him and Governor Gina Raimondo from Rhode Island in the same room, by the way?
Very good question. And another thing I wanted to read you, the New York Post put out, House Democrats kneel for George Floyd, unveil police reform bill. Jerry Callahan had a good take on this. He said they also demanded no more pseudo-religious photo ops from POTUS. it's an insanity. And again, I've said this before, Howie, no problem with peaceful protest, but how are you not acknowledging to people like Frank Mendoza, who have lost basically their entire business, that maybe you were wrong? Maybe this thing isn't that big of a deal if you're letting people gather in the thousands.
I guess the New York Times ran a wire story today at the bottom of one of the pages in the A section, about three or four paragraphs saying, from some of the scientific community saying, you know what, maybe we did overreact to this whole thing. But at least somebody's is finally admitting it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, CNN has still not said anything about all of their hysterical stories about the supposed study saying that hydroxychloroquine is a dangerous drug, which has now been retracted by the two medical journals which printed it, because it was just more nonsense and poppycock, like a Neil Ferguson prediction that 2.2 million Americans were going to die because of the panic.
And if you really want to understand the hypocrisy that's going on, I highly recommend you check out Gina Raimondo's old press conferences, because she's just so condescending, telling people, you know, I don't want to punish you, but I will. And these are the fines, and this is what we're going to do. And it's so important. And then she says at one point, and it's raining today, it's a good day to stay inside and watch a movie and read a book.
Thanks, Mom.
Ugh. It's, oh my gosh, Howie, I can't even deal.
And again, the reason why we like to talk about Gina Raimondo on this show is not because she's from New England, although that's part of it, but she was the first one to come down with these authoritarian measures. She was the first one who said, we're going to stop any car with New York license plates when it comes into the state. The state police are going to stop any of them. And the ACLU, by the way, was called when that happened. And the ACLU just kind of shrugged it off. They didn't. They said, "Oh yeah, it's probably unconstitutional, but she's a Democrat." So now, the ACLU. Did you see this story, Grace? The ACLU is clamoring for an end to the lockdowns if they affect the anti-police protests that are going on.
To quote Zoolander, "I feel like I'm taking crazy pills here. I this has to be an alternate universe. I must be in a dream and we're going to wake up. This is, does no one understand how ridiculous how contrarian all of this information is? On one hand, if we get together in a group over 5 or 10, it could be massive deaths. And then no one says anything. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to be canceled, by the way, for saying this. So it was nice knowing all of you.
I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone. Howie Carr.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
This has been a very strong year for less crime. Let's put it that way, less crime. And there's a reason for less crime. That's because we have great law enforcement. I'm very proud of them. There won't be defunding. There won't be dismantling of our police. And there's not going to be any disbanding of our police. Our police have been letting us live in peace, and we want to make sure we don't have any bad actors in there. And sometimes you'll see some horrible things like we witnessed recently, but 99.9, but let's go with 99% of them are great, great people. And
President Trump comes out against defunding police. How dare he? That's the way it'll be portrayed tonight on the other cable channels. Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want to hear your music, not your roommates or family's music or podcasts. And Raycon wireless earbuds, which I hold in my hand, are the way to go. You've been reading about how earbuds are selling like hotcakes these days because people are cooped up in the blue states anyway still. And you need to get away from your roommates or your significant other's music. Get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo take her own advice and self-quarantine after appearing in public without a face mask?
Absolutely. And there should be contact tracing for all however many thousands of people there were at that demonstration she addressed, the peaceful protesters, as they're called.
97% say yes, she should self-quarantine.
You know, it was nice that the president was saying that it was a good year for cutting down on crime. But the reality is, in many places, it's not a good year for crime. There was a story in the New York Post today that a year ago, there were 5 murders this week. This year, last week, there were 13 murders. And it's just part of the general anarchy in the city and in many parts, not all, but in many parts of the country, in the wake of this rioting that's been going on. All right, Grace, what else have you got?
Well, Howie, you just mentioned Raycons, and I was using my Raycons today while I was folding T-shirts because we have a new T-shirt in the Howie Carr Show store. It's our Free America T-shirt. It is so awesome. It's white, and then it has a beautiful American flag on it, and it's just perfect colors for
red,
the 4th
white, and blue.
Yep, perfect colors for the 4th of July. Really fun if you need a new T-shirt for the summer, really comfortable
Father's
material.
Day.
And made in America. Now, Howard, I encourage everyone to check out that T-shirt. Can I give you a tiny bit of lighter news before I leave?
Yes.
Chris Cuomo.
Yeah. I don't know how light this is, Grace.
Actually, Taylor, could I get the Naked Man music, please?
Some people won't think this is light. They'll be appalled.
Chris Cuomo, a.k.a. Fredo, was apparently caught naked in wife Christina's yoga video. So his wife, Christina, who's gotten him in trouble before with her blog posts and things like that, posted a social media yoga session and immediately took it down. But some eagle-eyed fans caught Chris Cuomo in the background. This is what's weird about it. He's outside the yoga studio. So the yoga studio has all glass windows or wherever she's doing her yoga. He is outside and he's butt naked.
Wait, is he one of these weird people that tan their posterior orifices?
Taylor, there's so many excuses, but that probably is one of them.
Is he the first politician that's been caught in flagrante delicto since Carlos Danger, aka Anthony Weiner, a few years back?
I don't want to be cynical, Howie, but I'm not buying this whole he was caught naked. He was caught. It seems like it's a little too coincidental that he doesn't show the front of him. He only shows the back of him. You can see the wife doing yoga. He's in the background. It seems a little bit like, oops,
He lost half his ratings last month. Did you see
exactly.
that, Grace?
And you know what they
Is
say?
Is this a way to bring it back? I don't think so.
I don't know. Well, he's getting written up in the Post. That's more than we can say for him last week. I don't know. Do you guys
up
think
in the
this
Post
is fake?
All the time.
I think it's fake.
His numbers. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr. Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want what you're listening to be what you're listening to, not what your roommates or your family or even your coworkers are listening to. Now's the perfect time to get a pair of premium wireless earbuds, and Raycon is the way to go. I'm holding it up now for the social media. Raycon started about half the price of other premium brands on the market, and they sound just as amazing. And Raycon's everyday E25 earbuds are their best model yet. You get 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives you a comfortable, noise-isolating fit, perfect for conference calls, video chats, or binging podcasts. There was a big story last week about how earbuds are one of the big business victories of this panic. Everybody's been buying them just because they are cooped up and they don't want to put up with their significant others' music. So find out what all the fuss is about. Raycon was co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Cardi B and J.R. Smith have already given Raycons their seal of approval. Now it's your turn to see what the hype is all about, why everybody in the country is buying these. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Paul, the UPS guy, says Chris Cuomo is giving a new meaning to the term moon bat. It's pretty good,
Paul. Ha, 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 ha.
He had a couple other ones I can't repeat on the air, or I don't want to repeat on the air. Joining us now is Joe DiGenova. He's the former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, and he's been following Spygate more closely than most people. And, you know, that we have these other issues going on, but Spygate is still the biggest scandal politically in American history. And we like to have him on every week to discuss this. Joe, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Great to be with you, Howie.
Joe, the first thing I'm going to ask you about is Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, chairman of the Judiciary Committee. He was on yesterday, and he said that the FBI is denying him the right to speak to the sources for the Steele dossier. They know who it is. He wants to speak to the FBI agents, Joe Pientka and another guy who talked to the subsource or the source. What the hell is going on here, Joe? I mean, this guy's the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, which is the overseer of the Justice Department, which runs the FBI. How and they're stonewalling him? How can this be?
Well, it could be Chris Wray, who may be ordering this. He lost his wingman, Dana Buente, who was the guy who was really obstructing the release of all the information. I doubt very much if it's John Durham objecting, although it's pretty clear that Pientka and others may be witnesses in any trial in which the affidavits for the FISA warrants and the investigation of General Flynn become central issues. Now, in situations like that, the department would object to those people testifying until after the trial is over, but Lindsey Graham should be able to figure that out and get an answer from them. I'm not quite sure what's going on. I must say, Senator Graham has been relatively ineffective in his oversight.
Yeah.
And that hearing the other day with Rod Rosenstein was a massive embarrassment for the Republicans. I've never seen such stupid, disconnected, unplanned questioning of the oleaginous Rod Rosenstein. I mean, it was awful. It was just an embarrassment.
Yeah, I think Mazie Hirono drew more blood than the Republicans did, didn't she? Except for maybe Cruz.
She did by accident. Yeah, Ted Cruz was the best. He said, look, you're either incompetent or a crook. And he was kind to him and said, I don't think you're a crook. But the truth is, Rod Rosenstein is a crook. I want everybody to understand, this guy's been a federal attorney, a criminal division, and a U.S. attorney, and a senior Justice Department official for 35 years. He's not dumb. He knows a bad case when he sees it. He did not want to end this case. When he found out there was no evidence, he should have shut Mueller down. There was no justification. There was no basis to continue it. There was no crime that had been committed. He was afraid that the FBI was going to turn on him and make his life miserable. So rather than do his job and be brave and do the right thing, he was a coward. He just got out of the way and let Mueller and the FBI do whatever they wanted to do. So when the history is written, it will be shown that Rod Rosenstein is the reason this damn thing lasted for another 2 years almost.
How about when he said he didn't even read the application? I mean, again, you're supposed to read a closing on a piece of real estate. This was something he was signing under pains and penalties of perjury, and he couldn't be bothered to read it?
Yeah, and let me tell you something. People forget this. He testified in the House on this very subject. And during that testimony in the House, he said, I had others there to explain it to me. I don't think he read any of it. I don't think he read a thing. And the reason was, listen, you're dealing with a guy who is a sleazeball. Eventually, in the grand jury, he will be able to say, I have to tell you, in truth, I didn't read any of it. So I didn't know enough to be able to ask the kinds of questions that I should have. Now, this guy is the Deputy Attorney General of the United States. And what he did when he testified was what he always does. He uses he does the cardinal thing, you know, where he sits up, he's very straight-laced.
Right.
He uses stentorian tones. He's very calm, he's knowledgeable, blah, 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 blah. Somebody should have punched him in the mouth verbally, and they just let him go. It was pathetic.
Well, when we think about how Carter Page was framed, Roger Stone, George Papadopoulos, I want to play a cut for you, Joe. I found that there used to be these radio shows. Before there was Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. and Inspector Erskine, they had a couple of radio shows on the air that were very popular back in the 40s and 50s. And this is from This Is Your FBI, and this is how the radio show is explaining how straight and narrow the FBI is when it comes to evidence. Cut 21. Listen to this.
Yes, occasionally, justice comes too late to fully spare an innocent person of a malicious conspiracy to fix a crime on him through criminal manipulation of circumstance and coincidence. But the truly guilty will not escape justice. As for your FBI, we repeat, it never takes anything for granted, suspects all evidence until proven valid, and never jumps at conclusions.
What do you think of that, Joe? They never jump to conclusions.
Yeah, you know, it's just like your police blotter. Whenever the laws of any state are broken, I'm always waiting for Broderick Crawford to walk into your studio in his rumpled suit and his 1957 Buick cop car. But that stuff was paid for by the FBI, the stuff you played. And here's their problem now. This clown who leads the FBI, Chris Wray, is held in such disrepute inside that building that they won't even let him in the cafeteria. I mean, the guy is just, it's just awful. It's just an embarrassment. And this will not change until the entire leadership of the FBI is changed. And they're killing the organization at a time when we need a good FBI.
I got one more for you, Joe. It's about the same length. Listen to this one. It's along the same lines. Again, this is the radio show. This is your FBI. Cut 22.
Okay.
Which of these two, standing before the Supreme Court of Public Opinion, would merit the severer judgment, the greater moral condemnation? The professional criminal whose business is violating the law for profit, or he who occupies a position of public trust and uses its power to protect the criminal for self-gain?
In other words, Rod Rosenstein.
Yeah, precisely. And actually, when I hear those old announcers with those stentorian tones, it's one of the greatest times in American history that when radio was so exciting and interesting, and you carry on the tradition, Howie. It's great. But Rosenstein is going to go down in history as the Rasputin of this entire thing. What a sickening individual. And yet, there he is at King & Spalding in Atlanta, Georgia, with a partnership along with Sally Yates. And he was, you know, that's where Chris Wray came from, King & Spalding. So they all fit together well. Can you imagine going to a partners meeting with Rod Rosenstein? I mean, you'd have to just, you know, watch your wallet, make sure he doesn't have a recording device with him. I mean, he's as sleazy as they come.
Yeah, he has that smirk on his face, too. But how about the fact, though, that McCabe is coming up against him and saying he's not telling the truth? I mean, they're both certified liars. But who do you trust?
Well, I think the truth will come out in that. That's a pretty, it is a marvelous set to between Rosenstein and McCabe, when you have two awful human beings, each more conniving than the other, trying to be judged which one is telling the truth. And of course, the truth is they've both lied repeatedly,
right,
both publicly and privately. And that's just the way it is. You know, it's a horrible group of people.
One of the texters wants to know why did nobody ask Rosenstein why the FBI and the DOJ had no interest in the DNC server? If they were so concerned about Russians hacking in, why didn't they give a damn?
Well, that would have been a brilliant question. But again, the Republicans were completely disorganized. They don't know how to ask questions. They didn't have a plan. And, of course, remember, the DNC server was allegedly inspected by CrowdStrike. But
right.
CrowdStrike, in its secret testimony before the House of Representatives, the Intel Committee said they couldn't prove that it was the Russians that had hacked. they didn't know whether or not the emails had been taken that way. So, and yet the myth that the DNC servers were hacked by the Russians continues. There is no final evidence on that, and never has been, for the very reason that CrowdStrike examined the computer. By the way, CrowdStrike may very well be one of the three FBI contractors that were given illegal access to NSA databases that were mentioned in the 2017 opinion by the FISA court slamming the Obama Department of Justice.
So what is the next phase? I mean, are you still standing by your prediction that we're going to have maybe have indictments from Durham this month, June?
I think so. I think so. But I'll tell you this. I know from what we have been told is that they are flat out working. They are wasting no time. Full throttle, as I told the reporter the other day, and they are working very hard to produce the first set of indictments. When Barr said the other day, as much as he did, I was absolutely stunned at how graphic he was about the nature of the violations. But you know, it's just a matter of time. I'm very comfortable with where we are, especially with Barr in charge. We wouldn't be here without Bill Barr.
Wasn't it amazing, though, too, after that hearing, the mainstream media places like PBS were saying, I don't know why they're worried about this Russian stuff, you know, when we have the riots going on and the virus. And you know, they were obsessed with it for 3 years. But now that the worm has turned, they can't run away from it fast enough.
Well, the fundamental dishonesty of the mainstream media, just look at the New York Times. Boy, gray lady, boy, I'll tell you, she's hung out a sign. She's a prostitute at this point. I mean, I it's just an embarrassment. Of course they're going to become disinterested in the Russian hoax now because it involves their complicity, the media's complicity, in fostering a false narrative about a sitting president of the United States as if he were a Russian agent. Just think about that for a second. Knowingly participating in a false story and willfully spreading it in order to harm a president because you don't like him.
For year after year after year, and then giving themselves journalistic prizes for perpetuating a hoax that they had to know was
Pulitzers.
A hoax.
Oh, God, Pulitzers. You know, what a pathetic organization. Of course they knew it was a hoax.
I know. 844-500-4242. Joe, we'll stay in touch. We'll talk to you next week or sooner if something breaks. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed. Every day I'm hoping something happens. I just want it. All right. Thank you, Joe. And I'll try to come up with some more stuff from This Is Your FBI, too. I've been listening to it more lately just because I can't take much TV. I'm like Bernie Carrick earlier. I just don't have much stomach for the TV anymore, so I've been listening to this crazy stuff from the 50s. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
The opposite of far thinking. You know, you say far thinking. Is that far thinking? So they had three really bad nights, and then I insisted on bringing in the National Guard, and all of a sudden it was like magic. It was in good shape. They helped with the police, but the police were told to leave their posts. Nobody's ever seen anything like that.
Molly Hemingway has a great column in the Federalist today. Bill Barr will play some of the cuts in just a moment that he said to on Face the Nation yesterday. But apparently they chopped up the interview. They posted the unedited interview online, but very few people watched it because very few people watch it, the broadcast version. So, but Molly Hemingway did. And she said left out of the broadcast interview that aired on CBS on Sunday morning was Barr's detailed accounting of much of the violent context of that perimeter expansion, which just that's what the president was just talking about, including that, quote, bricks and inflammable liquid, unquote, were being thrown at police in Lafayette Square near the White House as rioters, quote, were trying to get entry, unquote, over the fences. The 5 dozen officers guarding Lafayette Square who were injured the previous night, and the individuals who at the time of their forced dispersal, quote, wrestled with the police officers trying to tear their shields from them, and in one case, struggling to get one of the police officers' guns. Some of the most colorful descriptions of the violence facing police officers at Lafayette Square, again, this is right across from the White House, were clumsily spliced out of the middle of Barr's answers to question. The most important detail about a protester trying to get the police officer's guns was simply removed from the end of the interview. CBS. CBS. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, I got a question. Do you think that the officers will be able to get a fair trial?
I think so, yes. I mean, it's that's the fact is they'll have good lawyers, and you still have to be convicted beyond a reasonable doubt. They'll be able to challenge any of the anti-police jurors, I would think, their defense lawyers will. I mean, look, it's very difficult. They didn't get any convictions in the Ferguson, Missouri case. They didn't even prosecute on the civil level, the federal level. They didn't get any convictions in Baltimore. They, in many cases, they don't even bring these cases to a jury because they know they're not going to get a conviction beyond a reasonable doubt. I think they, you know, I don't know, you know, I don't, and they have the autopsy reports now saying that he had these underlying medical conditions, as we like to say now, and he was also allegedly, according to the autopsy, on at least several forms of drugs. So yeah, I think he's going to get a fair trial. That would be my belief. Let's play. Do we have time for the Barr sound cut? Nope, we don't. We'll get to the Barr sound cut later on. In the meantime, thanks for being with us on Newsmax, and I'm Howie Carr.